temperatures approaching 80 tomorrow, then more rain, more thunder showers, a possibility sometime on Thursday. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Right now, 64.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
MidAmerica Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. The Federal Emergency Management Administration has denied an appeal from Kansas officials for a federal disaster declaration for several counties affected by May storms. FEMA says the state's overall request for a federal declaration for the public assistance grants was denied originally. Several counties included in that request after they were hit by severe weather that included thunderstorms, tornadoes, and flooding during the last week of May. An appeal was made of the initial decision on August 31st. FEMA denied the state's appeal, reaffirming its original findings that the damage caused by the storms did not warrant a major disaster declaration. A 21-year-old KU student won $10,000 in a half-court game, has plans for the money, giving it to her grandmother who rescued her from foster care when she was 10. Jordan Steers, a KU sophomore, won the money when director of KU basketball operations Brendan Bouchard sunk a half-court shot during late night at the Fog. Mid-America Network News.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower, where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Opportunity is knocking on your floor. Right now at the Home Depot, get great savings on the latest trends in flooring. Great looks for every room in your home. Wood, vinyl, and tile. Like Portland Stone Ceramic Tile, starting at just 78 cents a square foot. Modern, durable tile that gives you the beautiful, natural look of stone for the price of tile. Whatever you choose, hurry. Opportunity and these savings won't be knocking long. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 30th.
The state is overhauling a program that confines sex offenders indefinitely for post-prison mental health treatment. The changes to be rolled out this month follow a federal lawsuit, a critical legislative audit, and legal challenges to similar programs in other states. Officials at the Larned State Hospital program said treatment will become more structured, personalized, and focused on changing behavior that could cause patients to commit new crimes. 25 patients filed a federal lawsuit in October 2014, and a critical legislative audit followed last year. A Kansas police officer was found justified in shooting an autistic man who tried to take his gun away, but the victim's family says things might have turned out differently if the officer had been made aware of the man's mental issues. The Salina Journal reports that Joseph Joey Weber was fatally shot by a Hayes police officer August 18th after grabbing the officer's gun as the officer tried to take him into custody. Weber's family pushing for a new law that would allow people to include on their vehicle registration, mental or physical conditions that might cause erratic behavior. Mid-America Network News.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezine's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezineFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Police say the arson is suspected in an early morning fire yesterday that caused significant damage at a church in Lincoln. The three-alarm fire was reported around 2 a.m. yesterday at the Belmont Baptist Church. Lincoln Battalion Chief Jeremy Gagg says it took the crews about 45 minutes to control the fire. He says the fire caused significant damage and part of the roof collapsed, but a fire door inside the building kept the flames contained to one area. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office confirms that 29-year-old Dustin Niemeyer, who has been missing since Saturday, has been found. They say that Niemeyer was found dead outside of his home Monday evening. They did not expect foul play, but an autopsy has been scheduled and an investigation is ongoing. The Sheriff's Office would like to thank the community for all of their help in helping to locate the Lancaster man. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS Top Safety Pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved moving forward with a public hearing on a request by landowner R.J. Vogelsberg to vacate a section of road in Oquito Township between Bison and Cherokee Roads. The hearing is set for October 17th, 10 a.m. A formal petition from the Farmers Cooperative to construct a road along the existing Tumbleweed Road at the west edge of Frankfort was determined valid. In a related matter, meeting again Tuesday, commissioners were advised an adjacent landowner is willing to sell property for ditch work on Utah Road, which is being reset with the connecting link between Utah and Tumbleweed Roads. At the request of a Nemahal County Co-op Association, permission was granted and a letter of support will be provided for construction of an anhydrous fertilizer facility in Murray Township. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday again revisited the issue of airport hangar lease rent, approving an increase to $70 per month effective January 1st and $1,500 per year per business in addition to their rent. The custodian was advised to seek options for repairing or replacing the boiler in the county courthouse. No decisions were reached. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard of flooding issues in the Centralia area last Saturday. Water was over Highway 187, which was closed for several hours just south of 112th Road, and a vehicle was washed off the road into the ditch in Centralia. Local firefighters assisted in getting occupants out of the vehicle safely. Nemahal County Appraiser and County Clerk shared their concerns with a proposed amendment to the Neighborhood Revitalization Program at this time before the plan is to be renewed. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Attorneys representing Gage County in a claim of $28 million for the Beatrice Six, who were awarded the judgment in a jury trial, are hopeful that insurance coverage may have been in place. An update was presented to the Board of County Supervisors at their meeting this past week. Questions regarding responsibility as to the county shifting coverage to the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association in 1997 cloud the determination that that entity or the previous insurance carrier may have liability. Discussions and fact-finding will continue. A group of citizens who had petitioned against approval of a Gage County permit for a poultry operation near Cortland have contested the decision on the basis that a supermajority vote is required in an instance where a protest is signed by 20% or more of owners within the affected area. The county attorney questioned if due process was followed in submitting the petition, and a determination of the validity of multiple petitions will need clarification. No decisions were reached, and the matter will likely come up again at a future meeting.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger, beans, mixed fruit, tomorrow lasagna, garlic bread, toss salad, and grape salad. Check of a school and community calendar, junior high volleyball, double duel at Abilene this afternoon. Marysville High School volleyball team will host Wamego this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Widespread showers and thundershowers continue marching east across the upper Midwest, northern tier of states, parts of Montana, Wyoming, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, into Nebraska, Kansas, south across Oklahoma, Texas. Most of the central United States gearing up for some widespread precipitation. In fact, here today, rainfall could be locally heavy in spots. Very good chance, too, for some locally strong, if not severe, storms from roughly Dallas north toward Kansas City here today, and even potentially up toward Omaha. And that threat will continue across the nation's heartland again here tomorrow. Already, some localized flooding concerns along sections of the Mississippi River, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri. From the weather, showers and thundershowers, a possibility here today and again this evening as highs push well into the 70s today, about 50 tonight. Brightens back up, temperatures approaching 80 tomorrow, then more rain, more thundershowers, a possibility sometime on Thursday. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Right now, 64.
Average high temperature early October, 73. Record high on this date, 96 in 2006. The average low, 49. Record low is 28 in 1888. Sunset this evening at 7, sunrise in the morning at 7:23. Cloudy, overcast, 67 degrees. Winds out of a south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Barometer at 29.68 inches. Moisture surging in from the south. A broad band of activity north to south, extending just to the west of our listening area along the Washington Republic County line. Mostly to just east of U.S. 81. That activity extending from all the way north in Nebraska through the state of Kansas, south well into Oklahoma. Rumble of thunder or two off in the distance to the west this morning with a cloudy overcast, again 67 degrees. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 4th of October. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Vikings take down the Giants. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Minnesota Vikings hosted the New York Football Giants on Monday Night Football. New quarterback Sam Bradford, who came over to replace the injured Teddy Bridgewater, looked poised in the pocket for the Vikings.
Bradford goes back to pass, steps up, fires to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Vikings! It's Kyle Rudolph, who has touchdowns in three consecutive games.
Paul Allen with a call on KFAN, The Fan. The Giants and star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. struggled on offense, and Beckham voiced his frustration after the game.
Honestly, he's a great defender. Do I feel like I can win? Yes, I feel like I can win against anybody. I feel like I am one of the best. I will work even harder to be one of the best. But honestly, it's not a one-on-one game. It's 11-on-11. We got beat 11-on-11 today.
Beckham finished with only three catches and 23 yards, both career lows. The Orioles and Blue Jays announced their starters for Tuesday's one-game playoff. The Orioles will start Chris Tillman, who said there will be no secrets on the mound for either pitcher.
I have seen them a lot, and they've seen me a lot. You know, there's no secrets. I know what they're going to do. They know what I'm going to do. Same thing goes the other way with Stroh. I think, you know, we've seen him plenty, and he's seen us plenty. So I don't think there's any secrets here, and You know, I think it's going to be the same kind of game that you always see.
Marcus Stroman will take the hill for the Blue Jays and stated this game will not come easy against a tough Oriole lineup.
It's an unbelievable lineup. You know what I mean? 1 through 9, there's no easy outs. You really have to lock it in 1 through 9. There's no pitches you can take off. Each pitch you have has to be executed. You make mistakes, they make you pay. So that's the mentality going into it.
In other baseball news, the Miami Marlins fired hitting coach Barry Bonds after the club finished 27th in runs. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
On behalf of the directors, management, staff, and employees of your locally owned Nemaha County Cooperative and Axtell Cooperative, we are proud to provide quality products and services to area farmers and communities in Northeast Kansas. Nemaha County Cooperative and Axtell Cooperative, your total farm solutions.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, late on Monday, the latest crop progress and condition report out. Winter wheat planting pretty much on schedule. Here's Gary Crawford.
For winter wheat planting,
we are approaching the halfway mark.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says nationally 43% of the winter wheat's in the ground already, just slightly behind the five-year average. And
the only major production state of the 18 that does not have any planting progress is North Carolina. It's not unusual. The five-year average is just 2%.
Now, on the other extreme, Nebraska, where Rippey says
the planting of winter wheat is actually winding down, 85% complete. Five-year average there is 77%.
Of the winter wheat that has been planted nationally, 20% is up already. That's 3% more than the five-year average at this point. Gary Crawford of Washington.
Well, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey also looks at corn crop development.
Now, we don't have to worry about this corn crop being mature when the first freeze comes. It's almost already there. 86% mature on October 2nd. Five-year average, 79%. Last year, 82%. And looking at the corn condition, just a slight decline. Perhaps that's due to some of the wet areas and some of the disease issues. Whatever the case, we saw the corn rated good to excellent, dipping from 74 to 73%, and rated very poor to poor, increasing from 7 to 8%.
And progress with soybeans.
Now, looking at that soybean progress, again, there, we're not going to be worried about frost this year. 83% of the crop dropping leaves by October 2nd, five-year average 79%. Last year, 82%. And whereas we saw a slight dip in the corn condition, we actually saw a very small increase in the soybean condition. 74% good to excellent, up a point from last week. No change in the very poor to poor number at 7%.
You can read the full weekly report online at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, as we've been telling you, corn and soybean harvest a little delayed in many parts of the country due to rainfall. The rainfall, of course, is beneficial to eliminating the drought, but doesn't help harvest. Slowdowns in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa when it comes to both corn and soybeans. And we have more rain coming across Kansas this week, and that is having an impact on our soybean harvest, according to Kansas Soybeans' Brad Parker, who joins us to take a look at USDA's crop progress report.
A report out of USDA, 56% of Kansas soybeans are dropping leaves, and that's behind 64% this time last year, and the five-year average is 66%. Now, as far as harvest goes, 7% of Kansas soybeans are cut, and that's behind 12% last year, and the average of 13%. So a little slow starting, but we're looking forward do a really good harvest. I guess the best news is the crop's condition is 55% good and 16% excellent. So a lot of good beans out there. We just need to go get them.
Brad Parker with Kansas Soybeans. In other news, a new report by Bloomberg says hog futures were the worst investment in commodities last quarter and the past year. That's because there were too many pigs coming to market, forcing slaughterhouses to add weekend shifts in November and December. Those increased supplies come at a time of sluggish export demand. China more than doubled U.S. pork purchases in the first half of the year, but has now put the brakes on buying. The report further notes that U.S. Pork futures also face devaluation of the peso, which threatens shipments to Mexico. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you having trouble getting your crop out of the field due to the wet conditions? Susi Track Systems for your combine has state-of-the-art technology. Our rubber track systems places very little stress on the ground, even in extreme conditions created by muddy or wet soil, which significantly reduces soil compaction. Outstanding traction removes wheel slippage, which prevents your machine from bogging down, fuel wastage, lost time, and surface correction, which equals money wasted. Susi International has 48 years experience in the track business, and Preferred Equipment has 15 years in the ag track business. If you are interested in this kind of time, money, and field savings that we are offering with our track systems, then call Don at 620-899-8380 or 620-585-2208. Also ask about our lease options. That's Susi Track Systems. Give us a call today.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and are certainly proud of and grateful for, is agriculture. Let's talk about the soybean harvest and how it's going right after this.
If you're frustrated by slow drains, or if you find yourself standing in water when you take a shower, the cause could be hair and soap scum buildup. Well, speed up your drains and solve your problem with Wink Hair Clog Blaster. Don't call the plumber. Pick up Wink Hair Clog Blaster instead. Wink Hair Clog Blaster, it does the job for you. Be sure to check out all the products offered by visiting their website at Wink. WHINK Wink.com. If you're looking for an easy way to keep your toilet bowls rust-free, I have the answer. Rust Guard is the in-tank toilet bowl cleaner that protects against rust and hard water stains with every flush. Just drop one Rust Guard tablet in the tank. It's really that easy. Rust Guard is safe for plumbing and septic systems, and it won't harm pets. This fall, think Wink, then log on to Wink.com, WHINK.com. And check out all of the fine cleaning products from Wink.
Brian Basting is with Advanced Trading in Bloomington, Illinois. And for years, his company was based in McLean County, that's around Bloomington, which was, for a long, long time, the nation's number one producer of soybeans. Well, Cass County, North Dakota is now the king of soy. I was wondering whether the corn harvest will be done before soy starts, or will it be kind of a combination for a while?
You know, that's a great, I was thinking the same thing driving up this morning. That's certainly a possibility in some cases because the beans are not ready. They'll all come ready at once here about that 1st of October as usual. But when that corn is ready, it's dried down and it's, ready to be harvested, guys are going to get after the corn. And I think it could be, in some cases, guys could be done with corn before beans.
Looking at demand for soybeans, China continues to be, and this is seems a bit of a surprise based on where we thought things were going, but China continues to be a big customer of U.S. beans.
Yeah, and I think they've used this pullback in the market. The market pulled back here, and now it's actually bouncing up a little bit in the beans. But it gives an indication of how strong that demand is. Not only from China, we're also seeing some good bean sales to other destinations, too. So what we're seeing is that protein demand is not only as strong in China, other areas around Asia are really responding. And it means we need to get this big bean crop in the bin. We need to get a big bean crop in South America. But, yeah, as far as China is, it may not be quite as robust as what it was last year, but it's still very strong demand.
As producers are watching the corn or soybeans go into the truck out of the field, what are you telling your customers about whether, you know, what they should do? Should they be selling out of the field or what?
Gross revenue is something we'd encourage your listeners to think about. By that I mean particularly some of these early bean yields in the areas that are harvesting beans are exceptional. Yeah. Exceptional. And when you multiply the bean price, let's say 925 cash beans times 65 or 70 bushel beans, the equivalent is a very high gross revenue relative to their APH. In other words, it will be the equivalent of selling maybe 1150, 1175 beans at your APH. So you just do the math, and what it comes down to is gross revenue. So I'd encourage your listeners to think about that in terms of marketing and what they can do to maybe take advantage of these excessively high or extremely high yields. And I'd encourage the same thing on corn. Think about gross revenue.
The advice of Brian Basting of Advanced Trading in Bloomington, Illinois. Back after this.
When snow flies, you think about your beef herd and the quality Purina rations they need to weather Mother Nature's fury. And it's time to think about Farmers Cooperative Fall Cattle Protein Booking. Savings on protein tubs and blocks, range cubes, creep starter, and liquid feeds. All at special pricing to lock in great savings. See your local Purina expert at the Farmers Cooperative to book your order now through November 30th while supplies last.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, 67 degrees. Highs just top 70 today. Won't be any warmer, though, with abundant cloud cover. We've got some thunderstorms pushing in from the south, south to north through Kansas into Nebraska, mainly north of Wichita now, up to the Nebraska-Dakota border. And that activity just off the Washington Republic County line, mostly just tracking east of U.S. 81.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Notus Motor Company in Marysville has a variety of vehicles and on trade, including pickups, utility vehicles, crossovers, sedans, and more. Check out their line of cars, including a like-new 2014 Ford F-150 extended cab four-wheel drive, a 2015 Buick Verano, and more at the Notus Motor Company in Marysville.
This is the Sports Report for Mid-America Network News. In the aftermath of a lopsided loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith acknowledged, "You own this, you wear it, and it stinks." Well, the Chiefs are going to smell for quite a while. Their embarrassing 43-14 loss on Sunday night left them 2-2 for their first four games, with more questions than answers heading off into a week off. Their offense was inept, their defense was filleted by Ben Roethlisberger and company, and their usually solid special teams were a stumbling mess. We're going to get healthy, regroup, and bounce back from this. A federal judge has ruled that a professional race car driver, Scott Tucker, and others deceived payday loan consumers and owe the Federal Trade Commission about $1.2 billion. The Kansas City Star reports that the commission brought charges against Scott Tucker of Leawood, Kansas, and others on their claims that their payday loan operations charged exorbitant interest rates. I'm Stephanie Austin.